Hello? Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. Your number was in our queue for a callback. How may I assist you?
Brittany, I called the other day and they told me to give a call back. I'm getting an echo, but nonetheless, I did a survey and they, company called Hype Gadgets sent me a couple items that were supposed to be for, the only cost was for the mailing, shipping, and then on this past Sunday night and Monday night, I had charges to my bank account for the two items they sent me, which were supposed to be free items, shipping only. When I called, they said to call back and that this is my bank could do something about trying to get a rescinding on it. Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code?
42420.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
42420.
Okay, that 42420.
Yes.
Okay, sir. First and last name?
William Francis, Francis.
Okay. And you said William Francis, is that correct?
Yes.
Can you verify your address?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your address for security purposes?
340 Jones Brothers Road.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for verifying that information. Give me just a moment to take a look at that account, okay? Okay, sir, I'm so sorry for the whole time. We was able to successfully pull up that account. Okay, I do see here that you, your account with us has been canceled.
I'm sorry, my what?
Your account with us has been canceled. You had our hype watches and our hype pods.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean my account's been canceled?
Your account with our hype watches has been canceled out.
Oh, with the hype watch?
Yes, sir, with the hype watch and the hype pods.
Yeah, so what do you mean canceled? They've taken off the charges?
No, sir, they charged you the full amounts for the charges.
Well, that's what the last time I talked to somebody in your office, he said I needed to wait until it was posted, then call you because it was pending on Sunday and Monday. And he said when it is posted, officially posted, call our office and we will do something about it.
He must have been a new person because that's totally incorrect information. You were charged for these products, the full price for these products, on the 24th and the 23rd of January.
Right,
you
right.
Purchased them on the 8th of January, which was the pods and the hype watch. And the hype watch. Okay, you pay a total of $13 for the shipping and handling of both of those products.
Right.
Okay. Once you received those products and those items were marked shipped, you were billed the full price for those products. It's not a recurring charge. You're not going to keep on receiving products and keep on receiving charges for the products. The products is paid for as a one-time fee of $54.97 and $59.97. The watch is $59.97 and the earbuds is
$54.97.
Right. Okay. There's no further charges. You won't be charged further for anything. You're not going to receive any more products because you already received the products that you have paid for.
The point I'm making is I was told I was only going to be charged for shipping, not the product. That's the way the survey was conducted.
Okay, so that means you ordered this through a third-party advertiser instead of directly from our website. Because if you ordered this directly from our website, once you entered in your information as far as your first name through your phone number, right up under your phone number, there's a box that lets you know that you're only paying for shipping and handling now. And once you receive the product, you'll be charged the non-recurring charge of $59.97 and $54.97. Now, if you would have had...
Are you with Fifth Third Bank?
No, sir. I'm with Hype Watch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're giving me the same nonsense that the other guy gave me. These did not even post. They were not even pending until it was already past the time when I could respond. So if you're not going to make any change to that, I'm going to call my bank because they're the ones that said they would deal with you directly and get at least a portion of these charges rescinded. You're not doing anything about it other than repeating the same thing the guy did the other day.
Well, sir, you just told me two different things. First thing you told me was that told you to call, give us a call once the
purchase has been
posted.
You're wrong. You listen to me. What I'm telling you.
Told me something
you
about the
I
transactions
called,
was pending.
And I called, and they said they would. He would give me a 50% discount. I said, well, what are you talking about? I said I wasn't supposed to pay any fees at all for the product. I was only supposed to pay shipping. And he goes, well, you didn't respond soon enough. Well, they weren't even posted until the weekend late at night on the weekend, which I couldn't respond to that. So I'm going to call my bank and we're going to take care of it.
So you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that he promised you a discount. Now, if you would have told me that, we would have never went through none of the things that I just said. Okay. Now, if he told you that he was going to give you a 50% refund on those charges, we can do that. We can give you a 50% refund on those that hype watch and that hype pod. Okay. So, based off what you said, I can see here that you did give us a call, but he didn't notate the account correctly. He only put customer saved. He never put, anything as far as, how the conversation went. So that's why I was unaware of what you were saying. but I'm going to take the account correctly. And due to the agent mistake, I will discount you. And also for the inconvenience, I can definitely give you, like I said, that 50% refund today. Okay, so you won't have to worry about that, and it should be in your account by the end of the week.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, hold the line for me. I'm still here with you, sir. I'm so sorry for the whole time. Please bear with me.
We have a 10:30 appointment tomorrow with Brian Hart. I called you. Honey, you said you wanted to set up an appointment with Reitmeier about the numbness and the loss of feeling. And, anyway, they had an opening at 10:30. I canceled the one with Gray, and I called about your mother, and she said they're not just have to keep calling back. If they don't have, said you might want to try Owensboro or Madisonville. They might have. They might have some vaccine.
I'm sorry for the whole time, sir. Please bear with me. I value your patience.
I also called in a reorder on the one prescription that you're out of, but you only had 2 pills left. I called up for your cholesterol.
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry for the whole time. We have successfully placed that refund onto your account. Okay, you should receive that refund of a total amount of $57.46 within 3 to 5 business days. Okay. You should receive an email confirming those refunds within 24 to 48 hours, okay? Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I let you go?
No.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling customer support. Once again, my name is Brittany, and you have a great day.
Thank you.